Many important traits don't fall under the personality umbrella. Kindness, generosity, honesty, patience, these are all examples of character traits that interact with but are distinct from personality. It's easy to conflate character with personality. It's a common mistake. We've all met someone charming but dastardly, if not in the neighborhood, then in a favorite novel. And we all act out of character sometimes. Our behaviors fluctuate with our moods and our circumstances. People behave differently when they can see themselves in a mirror, for instance. But our behavior fluctuates in predictable ways. Everyone does certain things at certain times, such as wanting to be alone. But some people want to be alone a heck of a lot more than others. Compared to our personality traits, character traits are more malleable. Our personalities can only be managed, or tamed, some might say. Our characters can be shaped, although this isn't easy and happens slowly with effort. Much of what we call character arises out of our core beliefs, and it's surprisingly difficult to change our beliefs. In addition to our character traits, we all have unique skills, abilities, and passions. We have personal experiences, histories, and hang-ups that shape us. These also interact with our personalities, and the way they impact us may even depend on our personalities, but they are not the same thing as our personalities. We are complex and fascinating beings. These various aspects of ourselves, our personalities, our characters, our skills, the essence that truly makes us who we are, combine in an infinite variety of ways to make each of us who we are. Like holding a good map. Changing our core personality traits is difficult, if not impossible. To a large extent, personality is something we must learn to live with, whether that means accepting our own personalities or that of a spouse, parent, child, boss, friend, or neighbor. A big part of learning about personality is learning to make peace with who we are. But if we use personality insights well, we wouldn't dream of stopping there. The more I've learned about personality, the more I've discovered how powerful this knowledge can be. The various personality frameworks presented in this book are incredible tools for understanding why we do the things we do, why some things come easy while others are difficult, why particular things about our dearest friends drive us crazy, or why we absolutely cannot stand to watch network news or listen to rap music or make small talk without sounding like a blubbering idiot. And personality insights allow us to understand why other people do the things they do, even when, especially when, their thoughts, feelings, and actions in a given situation are profoundly different from our own. Prior to us understanding more about personality, their behavior may have baffled us. We can't fathom why a loved one hides when the doorbell rings, or a coworker must understand the origin of every single Hamilton lyric, or a friend genuinely enjoys chatting with a customer service representative on the other end of the phone line. They're not crazy. They're just not us. They are hardwired differently than we are, and personality insights explain why and how. I've come to think understanding personality is like holding a good map. That map can't take you anywhere. It doesn't change your location. You're still right where you were before. But the map's purpose isn't to move you, it's to show you the lay of the land. It's the tool that makes it possible for you to get where you want to go. Practical and actionable. In recent years, I've learned to accept and adapt my behavior for my personality type and for the types of those around me in ways that never would have occurred to me 10 or even 2 years ago. I've leaned heavily on personality insights to help me structure my days in a way that helps me not only survive, but also thrive. Recognize when I'm feeling out of sorts and how to best deal with those feelings. Not lose my cool or my mojo over the marathon week of family Christmas gatherings. Understand why action movies and horror novels are too much for me. Realize I wasn't necessarily a terrible Christian, just an introverted Christian in an extroverted church. Plan my day so I don't hit a wall at 4 p.m. every afternoon, and identify what my dream job might look like and stay away from jobs that would be soul-sucking for me. Additionally, I've gained meaningful insights into other people from studying personality. These takeaways have changed the way I interact with them and have helped me figure out why some of my girlfriends prefer margarita night for 10, while others prefer coffee for 2 or 3. How to stop the terrible conflict cycle my husband and I were locked in. How not to lose my mind, well, most days, during the pre-dinner hour at my house with my loud and crazy family of 6, how to choose the right church for my family, and how to tell the difference between when my kid is being quirky and when I have a real problem that needs outside help. These are just a few of the concrete, practical changes I've made in my life thanks to understanding the personality frameworks I highlight.